Ford Grant escaped to Rose Hill for peace and quiet. As the reluctantly crowned world's hottest billionaire, he wanted nothing more than to renovate an old barn into a recording studio and reconnect with his musical roots. Unlike his famous musician father, Ford built his fortune through hard work, creating a successful bar and a revolutionary music streaming app. His carefully constructed solitude shatters when 12-year-old Cora arrives at his door claiming to be his daughter from a long-forgotten sperm donation. With her Death From Above 1979 t-shirt and no-nonsense attitude, she explains that her father recently died from ALS and her mother is severely depressed. Without hesitation, Ford steps up, telling Cora her only job now is to be 12, not to shoulder adult worries anymore. Just as Ford adjusts to unexpected fatherhood, Rosalie Belmont, his childhood crush, returns to Rose Hill with a car full of luggage and no explanation. Their history is complicated. Ford spent every summer watching Rosie from afar, while she saw him as her brother's annoying friend who seemed to dislike her. When she proposes becoming Ford's assistant, their professional relationship quickly becomes complicated with sarcastic email exchanges and undeniable chemistry. What makes their dynamic so compelling is how they challenge each other, Rosie disrupting Ford's orderly world while he offers her stability when she needs it most. Wild Love centers on characters who heal each other's past wounds. Ford carries trust issues from his business partner's betrayal. Rosie is recovering from workplace sexual harassment that damaged her self-worth. Stan stole my power. It made me question my value. 12-year-old Cora bears the heaviest burden, having lost her father while her mother undergoes depression treatment. What makes these healing arcs powerful is their interconnection. When Ford teaches Cora to build her first campfire, he embraces his fatherhood. When Rosie stands up to Ford's critical father, she reclaims her strength while validating Ford's choices. The novel demonstrates that healing isn't linear or solitary, but occurs through meaningful connections. Ford comforting Rosie after she shares her trauma. Rosie guiding Cora through her first period. Cora naturally calling Ford my dad when asking if friends can visit. These small moments of authentic connection become the pathway to each character's recovery. As a billionaire, Ford must confront how his position shields him from consequences others face. This becomes clear when he uses his resources to target Rosie's former workplace after learning about her harassment, without considering the impact on others, including her brother West. When Rosie confronts him, her assessment is devastating. Stan stole my power, and then you did the exact same thing. This forces Ford to recognize that despite good intentions, he wielded his privilege carelessly, making decisions about Rosie's story without her consent. His journey involves learning that true partnership means sharing power rather than exercising it on someone else's behalf. Cora's situation highlights socioeconomic disparities too. Her concern about lawn maintenance costs and insistence she doesn't need new things reveal a childhood shaped by financial insecurity. When Ford assures her money is no object, he uses his privilege constructively, allowing her to experience childhood without adult worries. Rose Hill functions as a character in the story, a sanctuary offering healing to the unmoored. For Ford, the property represents reconnection with his authentic music. For Rosie, it means shedding her carefully constructed persona. For Cora, it provides the stable environment she never had. The physical spaces carry symbolic weight. Ford's recording studio barn, with its weathered exterior and modern interior, fuses his past and present. The lake dock, secretly built for Rosie during their first summer, becomes their sacred space for honest conversation. Even imperfections like the blue paint stain on Ford's office floor become meaningful. Preserving it reflects his acceptance that beauty often emerges from imperfection. When Ford presents Rosie with her own custom-built dock, the gesture transcends mere apology. It manifests his commitment, acknowledging her presence as essential to Rose Hill's future. The novel reveals how true homes form in unexpected places, defined not by geography, but by people who truly see and accept each other. When Rosie tells Ford she wants a wild love, not a safe one, she articulates the novel's central theme. Meaningful relationships require vulnerability and risk. Both must decide whether to protect themselves or open up to possible hurt, a tension that becomes the emotional backbone of their journey. Ford's path involves overcoming his need for control. As someone who typically prefers order with organized spreadsheets and a scheduled life, he must embrace the chaos Rosie brings. His transformation culminates when he preserves the blue paint stain on his office floor with a plaque reading "Wild Love, Paint on Lumber" by Rosalie Belmont and Ford Grant, symbolizing his acceptance that love is messy yet worth the disorder. Rosie's journey involves trusting again after betrayal. When she jumps into the freezing lake after Ford calls himself not a safe bet, she physically demonstrates her willingness to risk for love. Her embrace of their relationship shows her choosing authenticity over security, accepting potential pain because the joy is worth it. Wild Love celebrates the concept of chosen family. Ford, Rosie, and Cora form bonds that transcend traditional definitions, showing that family stems from commitment rather than biology. When Ford's parents meet Cora, they immediately embrace her as their granddaughter, with his father offering guitar lessons that create a multi-generational connection. The novel addresses modern family structures honestly. Ford acknowledges the unusual circumstances that brought him and Cora together while emphasizing their present connection's importance. When he tells Cora he didn't immediately inform his family about her because it has nothing to do with them and everything to do with us, he prioritizes their relationship above all else. In the epilogue, their chosen family has solidified. Ford's proposal to Rosie, with Cora and West participating, demonstrates how their individual relationships have woven into a cohesive unit. The renaming of Ford's studio to Wild Rose Records symbolizes their blended identities and shared future. Wild Love reminds us that life's most meaningful connections often arise from its messiest moments. A paint spill becomes cherished art. An unexpected child becomes the family Ford never knew he needed. An unwelcome disruption transforms into the love story of a lifetime. The novel challenges us to embrace unexpected detours, to recognize how interruptions to our plans might actually be invitations to something more authentic and fulfilling. It asks, what if our story's most beautiful parts aren't the carefully orchestrated moments, but the messy, unplanned ones? What if true connection requires abandoning our safety nets and choosing the wild mess of real intimacy over the illusion of control? Perhaps the most powerful message is that we find our truest selves in relationship, in those brave moments when we allow ourselves to be fully seen with all our flaws and fears and discover we're loved not despite our imperfections, but because of them.